Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word! Come on, y'all, let's rock up.
Take it over, radio frequency. Miss J in the morning.
He's the man that's Aloe Black
I'm the Man, live right here on Ms. J in the Morning. Good morning to everyone. Happy Monday. You've made it through the weekend and into a new work week. Despite all of the challenges you had to face this weekend, despite all of the challenges and things you went through last week, you are still here. So good morning to you, and thank you so much for making one of the best choices you will ever make in your day, which is starting it off the right way with me. I am your host, Ms. J, and this is Ms. J in the Morning. We are live worldwide. Yes, worldwide on blogtalkradio.com. Those of you who are listening on your computers, you're on blogtalkradio.com/Ms. J in the Morning. That's M-I-Z-J in the Morning. But if you have to step away and you don't want to miss the show, don't worry, because you can still listen live on your phone. All you have to do is call 646-716-8230. Again, the number is 646-716-8230. Long distance charges do apply. So make sure you call in, make sure you text everybody, make sure you post it, tweet it, share it, Instagram it. Everybody tune in right now to Ms. J in the Morning, where we OD on positivity Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Great music, great times, getting you started in a great way. Again, at the top of the show, we started with Aloe Black, I'm the Man. You can tell everybody. Yes, you can tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Well, I'm not like anatomy, like physically a man, but, you know, the saying in America goes, I'm the man, meaning like I got it going on. Like I've done it. I've been through everything. I've fought. I'm still here. I haven't given up. I'm proud of myself. So today's show, we are focusing on what we are proud of. It is okay to be proud of yourself. Unfortunately, in modern society, we get to a place where we shun people who are proud of what they've done. We make it, you know, taboo to share the greatness that we've experienced in our lives. Oh, yeah, I'm going to share that. Oh, yeah, you're just posting it because you want everybody to give you attention. Oh, it's whatever. Like, we are really groomed to be such haters in life. And it's okay for somebody to be proud of themselves. What's not okay is to put somebody down because of the things that you have done. But it is okay to boost yourself up, to share with everybody the greatness that is awaiting you, the greatness that you've experienced, the wisdom that you have, and help other people achieve the same. I believe if we focus more on the great things that are going on in life, this world will be a much better place. But thanks to local government, federal government, and the media, we have this distorted view of reality that if we focus on the negative things, it would inspire us to be positive, which is absolutely positively incorrect. So this show today, I am naming Go Run, Tell That. Go tell everybody about the great things that you have done today. Go tell everybody about Ms. J in the Morning. Yes, I am proud of Ms. J in the Morning being aired around the world on blogtalkradio.com. I am thankful that I have a relationship with blogtalkradio.com for nearly a decade. Yes, I'm not new to this. I've been doing this. I'm true to this. It's Ms. J in the Morning. Today's music is going to focus on the things that we are proud of. Having to come through so much, defying all of the odds, you deserve a moment to celebrate yourself. I know most of you guys are cringing right now because you're saying she has lost her mind. Oh, my God, you have to stay humble. There's a lot of super Christians out there that say, oh, my God, no. The devil is a lie. You will not hide your lamp. You will shine your light. We are to be a light, like a city upon a hill. If you're up high on a hill shining your light, you are bright. You are not hiding it. That's what the haters want you to do. That's what your enemy wants you to do. It's to hide your light so other people won't believe that it can actually happen. People want you to be ashamed of the choices that you made so other people can't see that if they make the same choices that it is possible to get out of it. You don't go flaunting everything and all things and quote-unquote airing dirty laundry, but live transparently. Living transparently actually helps heal yourself and heal others. when you're holding things inside, when you're only telling half-truths, you're only destroying not only your character, but the hope for other people. Flip your thoughts. Develop a new habit of not only positive thoughts, positive thinking, positive speech, positive actions, but positive reality. The reality is you really are that great. You really are that talented. Your wealth, your wisdom, your knowledge, your gifts, your talents, everything that comes along with you is awesome. It's amazing, and it should be shared with the world. What I do here on Ms. J in the morning, I don't hide it. If somebody asks me, I have plenty of people coming saying, you know what, you're doing an awesome job, and I want to know how I can do the same. I don't turn my nose up and say, oh, no, I don't need any more competition, because no one can do what I do the way that I do it, and no one can do what they do the way that they do it. So, of course, yes, I give them the information on going ahead and starting it. Yes, I share with them, how can I become an author, too? I share, how can you become an author? It feels great to be transparent. I use a quote often on social media, those of you who follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, etc. And I always say, my life is an open book to help heal those that are trapped in theirs. It was something that really hit me because people were always looking at me crazy about sharing intimate details about my life. Now, I don't go too far. There is a bit of censorship, and it's just because of your audience. You have to make sure that you're not sharing anything inappropriate for minors or offending anyone drastically, because people will always be offended. There will always be somebody that has something negative to say. So you do use wisdom when sharing. But people will always say, why do you share so much? Are you sure? You know, they would never say it in the open. They would always send me an instant message or something private to share their thoughts about, why are you sharing this? Are you sure? Are you sure you want to do this? Trying to get me to think that what I'm doing is wrong. And as soon as they do it, I get a phone call, I get a text message, I get an email from someone saying, thank you so much for sharing that. I'm going through the exact same thing that you went through, and I thought that all hope was lost. But until you shared how you were making it through, I lost hope, and now I have hope. And that makes me say, all those naysayers, all those people that are trying to speak fear into my life, all those people that are trying to speak fear into your life, get back. Because we are about to blow up even more so than what we've been doing thus far. We are entering the beginning of 2016, and it looks great. It looks wonderful. I am not going to give any light to any negative thought, any light to any doubt, any light to any haters. So you can run and tell that right here on Ms. J in the morning. I'm going to keep it going. No, I'm not going to let up. We got some news coming up. We have some great music, of course, as always, right here on Ms. J in the morning. And, of course, we have the ever-so-popular Ms. J area code check-in. So those of you who are listening on your phone, make sure you tell your whole family to call in and rep your city. Dial in 646-716-8230 right here on Ms. J in the morning. Here's more music. Now, L.O. Black was a man, but there's a lot of queens out there. Here's Janelle Monae and Erykah Badu on Ms. J in the morning.
Station from Atlanta, Georgia. And whenever I need to OD on positivity, I'm always listening to Miss J in the morning.
Janelle Monae featuring Erykah Badu. Ain't it fun to be one of us living in the real world? Like she said, don't go crying home to your mama because you're all alone there. Sometimes you got to get up and get kicked out of the nest. Life will throw whatever at you. Life will knock you down, drag you by your hair, stomp on you, and make you apologize for their actions. But you can't victimize yourself. You can't be stuck in that. Good morning to those of you who are just tuning in. You have locked into the best radio show ever. Yes, I said it. Today's show is titled Go Run, Tell That. Today we are celebrating ourselves, making sure that you don't stifle out your own light, making people understand that it is okay to be proud of how far you've come. We all know we're not where we want to be exactly. Some of us may be, and kudos to you, focus on staying where you want to be. Most of us are trying to get to a better or greater place. But celebrate where you are. Don't get focused on the things that you lack all the time. It's so depressing, and it's natural for us. With everything that stimulates us around the world, it is so natural. It's crazy at times having conversations, telling yourself that you are great, telling yourself that you're doing awesome things, and in the same breath, expressing all of the lack, the things that you don't have, the things that you don't want, the people that you don't like, the people that ain't doing what they're supposed to do. It's psychotic. So today we are brushing all that off, telling everybody we are awesome, and letting them know to go run and tell that right here on Miss J in the Morning. We are live worldwide on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in around the world. Like I said, later on, we have the area code check-in, so make sure you call in on your phone if you have to step away from the computer and rep yo city. Dial in area code 646-716-8230. Today's music is dedicated to those of us who are going to celebrate who we are and what we do. Don't y'all love a good mix of music? I do, too. Today's music has been really great. Yes, Miss J. Doing that worldwide. Thank you for everyone who checked in Japan and in Germany, Canada, and all across the United States. Those of you who are in the UK, thank you so much for still listening with all the things that we have going on around the world. It is critical for us to hold tight to every bit of hope that we have, every bit of light that we have. We have to make sure that we give life and give oxygen to the positive things that are going on in life. Don't get stuck in fear. Those of you who are super Christians out there, constantly posting on social media, I see we living in our last days. Oh, my gosh. What type of hope and life and gospel good news is that? Yes, the Christian Bible states a lot of things that are going on right now. Also, the Quran states a lot of things that are going on right now. There are things that are going to happen in the world, yes, that were prophesied ages ago. But please continue to give people hope. This is a message brought to you by the Holy Spirit, and I want everybody to go ahead and listen. If you are out there with an intent to inspire people, with an intent to motivate people, with an intent to encourage or empower people, please use empowering, inspirational, and positive language. Telling people that the world is ending and we're all going to die does not help people get up and get moving. Give them tangible tools, tangible resources, tangible meaning things they can touch, things that they can do. Slapping the scripture, putting up videos saying, yep, told y'all we all going to die. There's wars and rumors of wars. That does not help anyone get inspired to get up out of their depression. It does not help anyone say, you know what, since the world is ending, I'm going to go ahead and start that business. No, regardless of what it is, none of us have control of that. None of us have control of that. So while you're here, while you have life, while you have waking up today to enjoy this wonderful show, I want you to make a choice to be positive in every way and make sure you do the things that you have been created to do here in the earth while you still have time. We're going to continue today's show. Have a lot going on in the news. I know I'm on it today. I didn't have my second cup of coffee. It's great. Go run, tell that. Tell everybody what Miss J said. I told you, today's show, I'm not holding back. Now, in the news, there is a lot of things happening, yes. We want to make sure that we keep all the countries in prayer. Things that are going on in Paris, things that are going on in Kenya, things that are going on in Syria, all those places, we're going to keep them in prayer, and especially in America, around the world, we lift you up and we pray for you. But we want to make sure, like I said, to highlight the positive things that are going on. And it is my job to make sure that you start your day off the right way on a positive note. No matter what the day has prepared for you, you are going to be proactive instead of reactive and get yourself going with positive thoughts, positive action, and positive speech. So let's get to the news. If you guys have been living under a rock, maybe you don't know, some great things have happened in America. Miss Patti LaBelle, those of you who may have been born on another planet and don't know who Patti LaBelle is, she is a musical icon. Started decades ago. Google her. Miss Patti LaBelle, but she is an entrepreneur. Most of us who follow her and understand her lifestyle actually know this. This is the first time she's launched any businesses, and Patti LaBelle has released cookbooks, and she's known for her southern cooking, her home-style cooking, and she has joined forces with Walmart, and she has released the Patti LaBelle Sweet Potato Pie. It's actually named Patti's Sweet Potato Pie, available only at Walmart right now. As soon as it hit the stores, when I say trending is an understatement, every single body around America, I don't know about overseas yet because you haven't told me, everyone around America rushed out to buy Patti's Sweet Potato Pie. It was one person in particular who released a video that went viral. Millions of people watched his video so much that Patti LaBelle herself called the guy and said, thank you. It was because of your video that more people went out and made more videos, and it is helping my volume, helping sell it. So congratulations to him. Ms. J has yet to invest in a Patti's Sweet Potato Pie. But what I want to say is, in highlight of today's show, go run, tell that. With all this greatness that is going on in her life, she is now in her 70s, still looking amazing, still doing great things and creating a great legacy for her family and investing in her community. There's still some haters out there. Yeah. Even on a sweet potato pie. I know I said the same thing. Even on a sweet potato pie, there will be someone in America that will hate on you for making a sweet potato pie and selling it at Walmart. So this past week, there was actually an article that was released that went viral that said hundreds of people were dying from eating Patti LaBelle's sweet potato pie. Now, immediately when I saw it, I said, okay, this is fake. Like, we already know that. We know it's not going to happen. But there are people out there that are extreme conspiracy theorists who actually believed that hundreds of people were dying after eating Patti LaBelle's pie. Well, the proof is here, and it's not in the pudding. The proof is in the pie. You like how I did that? That was cute. Anyway, the article is false. No one has died from eating Patti LaBelle's sweet potato pie. The website called Report Quickly published an article that says hundreds of people have died after consuming Patti's sweet potato pie. Hater. It's hater, hater, hater. I have an article here. If you're following me on Twitter and Facebook, of course I'm going to post this so you can read this mess. They even say, according to the CDC, that Center for Disease Control here in America, they say that I'm going to read this part to let you know how much craziness we believe because we're so consumed in this crazy media. Quote, according to the CDC, the pies were produced in the same factory that thousands of pufferfish, are devenomized and prepared. I don't know about any of y'all, but have you ever heard of a factory that prepares fish and sweet potato pie? I don't know. But anyway, it continues to say the CDC and the FDA are currently running an investigation on the factory to find out how the pies were tainted. In the meantime, the company has issued a recall on the pies, and Walmart will be accepting returns. That's the end of the article. If that did not trigger something in your mind, then there's something beyond me that you need. But, of course, again, the article is a lie. There are haters. Even somebody as wonderful as Patti LaBelle, I'm pretty sure she's made mistakes in life, but for you to make it to 70 being in the music industry for decades and not have any major scandals or major drama in America, kudos to you. And you're an entrepreneur doing great things. It's the holiday season. People loving sweet potato pies, pumpkin pies, and all that. Releasing it at a prime time in your life and in the season, of course you're going to have some haters that are saying, people dying from eating your pies. How dare you? I can't take it. So we're going to get back to the music. Go run, tell that. So I'm going to go ahead and post it. Today's show, we letting everybody know, calling out all our haters. Ain't nobody dying from eating no sweet potato pie. And Ms. J gonna get hers, and of course I'm gonna tell y'all about it later. But let's get into some music. Dedicating this to Ms. Patti LaBelle. If you listening, Thank you for everything that you have contributed to American society and your sweet potato pies. Here's Jill Scott. Hate on me, hater.
Silver platter, would it even matter? You'd still be mad at me if I could find an old thing, a dozen roses, which I would give to you.
And you're listening to Miss J in the Morning. Let's get lifted.
this is going to be the best day of my life right here. It's Ms. J, and you have tuned in to Ms. J in the Morning, American Author's Best Day of My Life right here on Ms. J in the Morning. Right before that, Ms. Jill Scott, Hate on Me Haters. Today's show is titled, Don't Run, Tell That. Tell everybody about the greatness in your life, all the wonderful things that are happening to you, through you, and for you in the world, regardless of everything that you had to come through, regardless of all the stimulants you have around you, regardless of all the haters, the naysayers, everything that is happening, you are still here and still moving forward, and you deserve to celebrate yourself right here on Ms. J in the Morning, where we OD on positivity every show. I make sure to force you to do the Ms. J Challenge. The Ms. J Challenge is a simple quote that says, no matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. So repeat after me, no matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. It takes 21 consecutive days to develop a habit, consecutive meaning no breaks. And sometimes you might have to do it 21 times in one day for 21 days in order for it to stick. But put it in your car. Put it in your wallet. Put it at your desk at work. Put it in your house, in the bathroom, on your front door. Tag it wherever you need it to remind yourself to be proactive in life and make a choice to live positive, make a choice to speak positive, make a choice to think positive. Just because you're doing the Ms. J Challenge does not mean you're not going to be provoked. Does not mean that outside sources are going to challenge you to believe the opposite. But happiness is a choice. Joy is a choice. Do not victimize yourself or tell yourself a lie that your life is where it is because of other people. Your life is where it is because of things that you believed about yourself, things that you spoke about yourself, and the choices that you made, regardless of what anybody says or what anybody does. It does not take your choice away. Right here on Ms. J in the Morning, we are ODing on positivity, making sure that we're telling them haters, get back, please. Step back, please, no matter where you are in the world. It is your duty and your obligation to celebrate you. Celebrate your family. Celebrate your spouse. Celebrate your children. Celebrate your friends. Celebrate your community. Don't get wrapped up in what's trending to believe that all the negativity in the world means that time is up and it is over. You have lost out. Until your last breath, you keep fighting, you keep going, you keep doing the things that make you happy. You might have to make some adjustments. The journey might have rocks and boulders and thorns and snakes and animals and creatures. And just yesterday, standing outside, I got bit not once but twice by a mosquito. I didn't even know it had happened until I came back upstairs in my house and I have one bite on each leg. Craziness! Just standing outside having a positive conversation, I still get bit by mosquitoes. So now I have to endure the itch. I want you guys to catch that all up in the spirit. It does not matter what you go through in life. There will be some repercussions. There will be some things that you have to deal with that you didn't provoke. But that doesn't mean give up. That doesn't mean stop doing what you need to do. That does not mean to allow those haters to tell everybody what is incorrect in your life. You tell everybody that you the man, just like we started the show out. Shout out to Aloe Black. Can anybody tell me what happened to him? I tweet everything that happens on the show, so I want to shout out to Aloe Black and actually find out what's going on. You know, I want to hear some more music from him. If anybody knows, hit me up on Twitter and on Facebook at Ms. J, M-I-Z-J. You can also become a follower on blogtalkradio.com. So what you do is log on blogtalkradio.com/Ms. J in the Morning, M-I-Z-J in the Morning, and get some more information and let me know. What's up with Aloe Black? We're going to play more of his music in further shows. But we are live worldwide Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on blogtalkradio.com. More people are calling in. You dialed 646-716-8230. Tell everybody to call in. We have the Ms. J area code check-in coming up really soon. You guys love for me to make a fool of myself. I love putting a smile on your face. So we're going to rep your city no matter where you are around the world. I'm going to shout out your area code a little bit later in the show. But talking about all the craziness that's going on in the world, I like to share some things that we don't normally pay attention to. I like to challenge you to think a little bit different than what's trending around the world. So if you didn't know, there is a website, there is access to laws, rules that are going on. Right now I have access to the majority in America. So those of you who are listening overseas, let's just laugh at what's going on in America now. And there are some crazy laws. Now, you guys all know that I do have a purpose on why I'm sharing this. So I'm going to share a few random laws that are here in America. Some of these might be a little crazy to you just as much as they're crazy to me. But in West Virginia, did you guys know that it is illegal to molest a butterfly? Yeah, I said that. Yes, I said it, and I'm going to repeat it. In West Virginia, here in the United States, there's a law that says it's illegal to molest butterflies. I'm not going to comment. I'm going to keep reading a few more. It is illegal in New York, Sag Harbor, to possess or own or raise roosters in New York. This is a law. Just bear with me. There's a purpose. In Illinois, Moline, I don't know if it's Moline or Moline, Illinois, it is forbidden to bowl. The sport, the game bowling, it is forbidden in Moline, Illinois. This is reputable laws. This is not anything that I'm making up. These are actual laws. Yeah. In Dallas, Texas, in the United States, in cemeteries, it is illegal to get drunk, picnic, enter at night, or enter by oneself if that person is younger than 10. If you're older than 10, I guess you can just get drunk, have a picnic, and go there by yourself. But if you're under 10 in Dallas, Texas, you can't do it. Right here in 2015, on the brink of 2016, in Claremont, New Hampshire, interracial marriages are still illegal. There's still challenges in New Hampshire with interracial relationships. Interracial marriages are illegal still in 2015. I'm not going to read anymore. I'm going to share the link so you guys can read more of these dumb laws. But my point about sharing these laws or helping people understand, these are things that we vote for. These are people that we voted and we called into office to sit around, our tax dollars pay them to pass these laws. And it had to happen. There had to be some reason why these laws had to be passed. You can't say that there's not going to be anything if it's not happening. So somewhere in New York, there were people possessing roosters, and so it had to be a law because it became an issue. In Texas, there had to be minors under 10, having picnics in cemeteries and drinking in order for them to be a law. And I want you guys to understand, don't blame everything on the president of the United States. Your local votes are just as important as your federal votes. You vote for those mayors. You vote for those police officers, those city managers, those county workers. You vote for them. Those of you who don't vote, you might as well go ahead and vote for them because you're not making a choice at all. So either way it goes, you can't complain. We're wasting time on these crazy laws, frustrated about the way that our lives are, but not making any choices or any significant steps to help change it. Those of you who believe the lie that your vote doesn't matter, you just become victim to what they want you to believe. They don't want you to vote. If you don't vote, you have nothing to say about it. How much money they take out for your taxes, how much federal aid you are allotted, how much you have to pay to start your business, how much a store is able to tax on their food. It all starts with you voting. And if you don't vote, you allow the people that you have placed in power, whether directly or indirectly, to make those choices for you. So with everything that you are facing in the world, with everything that you are going through, it is time for you to make a choice while we're on the brink of the new year to be more proactive, be more involved. Don't lie to yourself and say that your voice doesn't matter or you're not going to make an impact. You are. If you weren't, they wouldn't tax you. If you weren't, child support wouldn't come looking for you if you didn't matter. I'm just saying. It's Miss J in the morning. I'm telling everybody, go run, tell that. Today we are making sure that we are ripping up all these lies and celebrating ourselves with great music right here on Miss J Worldwide. No matter where you are in the world, you called in, and I am grateful for you. It is now time for the Miss J area code check-in. Repping your city, those of you who called in, you dialed 646-716-8230. So I'm surprised we got some people on the West Coast because it's pretty early right now calling in, but thank you so much. So we're going to rep our city right here, Miss J, area code check-in. Shouts out to 209-678-404-818-323-212-757-916-917-702-313-770-773-248-7311. Did I already call you out? 830, thank you so much, those of you who have called in. Those of you who continue to support me, I am so grateful. I am so thankful for you all. Just make sure on today, not only are you making a choice to be positive in every way, but you are making a choice to celebrate yourself in every single way. Make sure that what you post, make sure what you share, make sure what you text, what you tweet, what you Snapchat, what you Periscope is celebrating the greatness that is in your own life. To affect others, don't be caught up in the lie to say that your life doesn't matter and your words don't matter. Don't shut yourself up. Don't victimize yourself, because then you are doing what your haters and your enemy want you to do. Make sure that you are strong enough within yourself to help someone else first. Use wisdom. The knowledge that you have, the experience that you have will help somebody else out. Like I say all the time, my life is an open book to help those that are trapped in theirs. Making sure that I share with wisdom some things that will help the next person get out. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. We are at the end of the show. I know it goes by so fast. Time flies when you're always having fun. But don't worry, I'll be right back here on blogtalkradio.com on tomorrow. I am live Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Those of you who missed the live recording, it is okay. The show is immediately archived right after the live recording, so you can listen to it over and over and over again. Share it with your friends. Put it on your computer. Download it on any MP3 player, sound player, audio player, iTunes, whatever you have. Make sure you log on to blogtalkradio.com/MissJInTheMorning. Coming up this week, really soon, Miss J is celebrating her birthday. I'm so excited. This year is really great. Something different is happening. We're going into the new year. I love the season that I was born in. Shout out to all the Sagittariuses. Hey, Miss J is celebrating her birthday, and I'm excited. So up until my birthday celebration, I'm going to announce all the great things that are going on. You guys don't know how excited I am about this week, my birthday kickoff. So you're going to celebrate with me every day this week. And, going to share some great gifts that I got. So on the way out, I'm going to play one of my favorite songs by Miss India Irie, and I want you to join in with me. We're going to have a private party. Go run, tell that, America. Go run, tell that, no matter where you are in the country. We're having a private party. Everybody have an awesome day. It's Miss J in the morning, and I love you much.
I'm having a private party. Ain't nobody here but me, my angels, and my guitar singing. Baby, look how far we've come, yeah. I'm having a private party, learning how to love me, celebrating the woman I've become, yeah. I tried to call my mother, but she didn't get where I was going. I called my boyfriend and he said, call me back a little late, baby. I hung up the phone, I felt so alone. Started to feel a little pity. That's when I realized that I gotta find the joy inside of me. Yeah. I'm having a private party. Ain't nobody here but me and my angels and my guitar singing. Baby, look how far we've come. Yeah. I'm having a private party. Learning how to love me. Celebrating the woman I've become. Yeah. I'm gonna take off all my clothes. Look at myself in the mirror. We're gonna have a conversation. We're gonna heal the disconnection. I don't remember when it started, but this is where it's gonna end. My body is beautiful and sacred, and I'm gonna celebrate it. I'm having a private party. Ain't nobody here but me, my angels, and my guitar singing. Baby, look celebrating the woman I've become, yeah. All my life I've been looking for somebody else to make me whole. But I had to learn the hard way, true love begins with me. This is not ego or vanity, I'm just celebrating me. Nobody here but me, my angel, my guitar singing. I'm alone but never lonely, that's what I've come to realize. I've learned to love the quiet moments, the Sunday mornings of life, where I can reach deep down inside, or out into the universe. I can laugh until I cry, or I can cry away the hurt. I'm having a private party, ain't nobody here but me, my angels, my guitar singing. Baby, look how far we've come,
look how far we've
come, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm having a private party.